I have the pleasure of sitting down once again with Meg and Pat Whalen, the new... No, that's... I don't like that either. Have the pleasure of sitting down once again with Meg and Pat Whalen, the duo that make up Deep Southwest and are about to launch their new TV show. Guys, how are we feeling?
Exhausted and excited, all the E-words.
Yes. Elated.
Yeah.
Electric.
Extreme.
Extreme. Energized.
Yeah.
Exhausted. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Because we've been following your journey through this since you, you know, wanted to get the show put together. You know, got your deal with Bell Fibe, mm-hmm. and now here you are with a finished product ready to go.
We are ready to rock. We have delivered it to the powers that be at Bell, and they love the show. We are having a premiere just for Chatham audiences March the 8th at the Chatham Capitol Theater. You must come. We are so pleased with the community help, how it's put together, and we really think the community will enjoy it.
And to say community, this has been truly a community-wide project that you guys have led, taking place, like shooting in different parts of the municipality. You have local people as part of your show, local businesses that have jumped on board. Tell me about the community support for this project.
Yeah, I mean, some of the biggest supporters are our sponsors, Erickson Manufacturing and Equipment Medic have actually stood up and sponsored the program. So big shout out to them. And then we've had all kinds of people, no matter where we went in Chatham, when we needed a restaurant, we went to the Shady Pine, and Lisa and Andy, they just let us in, open arms. Same with Patty at Collins.
And Tiffany at Taste, and there are several,
just numerous places. Everywhere we went, everybody just accepted us with open arms and didn't question what we were doing and just believed in our vision.
Yeah, Sons of Kent let us shoot there for 3 days. We made a whole Hawaiian pizza festival in the back lot there. And Doug would come out and say, are you guys still good? And we were like, yeah, we're fine. Okay. So the trust in our ability to pull this off and to make something great was really appreciated throughout this project, yeah. because no one really knew the script. We just said, we're filming something. Can we use this place? Sure. Oh.
Can we shut down the bus depot for a day? Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So for a whole morning, I mean, shout out to the municipality.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
They really opened their arms to us and you know, we didn't cause any damage and we made sure that everything was in order, but they really, really helped us get locations.
This piece does scream Chatham Kent in a big way, and we're very proud of that fact.
Mm-hmm. And it makes them look larger than life on screen. You know, you'll know all the spots and, I know that, I've been there, but it's nice just to celebrate what we see and how we live every day.
Now, I was talking to your producer, Ben.
Well, you know what? So Whalen Entertainment, Pat and I produced the show. Ben is our camera guy, editor, sound engineer.
Yeah,
he's the Swiss Army knife. He definitely, you know, put this thing together. Where our skills ended, Ben's began. And so it's been this triangle of creativity that's equal parts in this project with Ben. Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that simply telling people that you were from Chatham Kent, like approaching the satellite restaurant because you're having the Pineapple Pizza Festival, and we're the home of Pineapple Pizza.
Hawaiian,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, when they approached George at the satellite and said, we could use some pizzas. And he's like, oh, are you from Toronto? And then said, no, we're from Chatham Kent. He's like, oh, well then, whatever you need.
Yes.
And that seems to be sort of the background theme of this is, you know, Chatham Kent comes together and supports its own.
Yeah, I think, you know, Chatham Kenters really like to, you know, Chatham and huff and puff about the municipality and the city. But when push comes to shove, we are quite patriotic in this city. You know, if you're from here, and you're trying to make a difference here, and you're keeping the money here, and you're supporting everybody here, then we will open the doors and people will come out and they will support. I just think, yeah, people didn't want someone to come from another city to tell them how to do things and what's the way to do things. We can do this on our own. And I do believe that this show showcases that.
So tell me a little about, for those who may not be aware of, the basic premise of the show. You two are playing sort of a stylized version of yourselves.
Well, yes. Some would say that it's typecasting. It's just the two of us on a regular Tuesday night.
Little wacky, whatever.
Yeah. Interesting. A friend was talking to another friend, and he had come out to be an extra. He said, so... do they always dress like that? Do they always, you know, like the big earrings and the thing and the this?
The cowboy hats.
She said, yeah, that's just them. Like, we do not stray too far from what we are.
Yeah, people were very impressed. This is not the question you asked. But people were very impressed by how much wardrobe and costume we were able to rent. And we were like, no, this is just our clothes. We exhausted our wardrobe and our actual clothes.
No. We just wear all this stuff out. What was the question?
About the premise of the show.
Well, you don't get that. That's the answer you get.
Two small town country singers want to make it big. And the big event in Chatham Kent, of course, is the Hawaiian Pizza Festival, as we all know. Hawaiian pizza event in Chatham, Kent.
It is a fictitious festival now.
Yes, but who knows in the future. Yeah. And they go to the festival promoters and ask how they could become a part of it, because that's how their idea of success is this festival. And they're told that they have to get 10,000 followers.
On the web.
On the web.
Not real life stalkers. It's very important.
Yeah, that would be weird.
And also a great note is that the festival promoters are Gen Xers. They are very young human beings that are part of the TikTok, and the only validity you have is through the internet. So they go on an adventure.
Their journey trying to get that number of fictitious followers so that they can be a part of that festival.
Okay. And so what has this experience, you were saying, you know, like overwhelming and exhilarating and exhausting. Mm-hmm. Does this make you want to do this kind of thing again?
Will there be more of the Deep Southwest on the screen?
We are. It's like a sickness. You know, you have to this urge to create and to want to build community and have people involved in creative projects and to put things out there, put your heart on the line, right? Because this really is this whole series, the music that we've been writing for five plus years. You know, we've culminated in this project. So would we want to do it again? The answer is yes, absolutely, with stipulations.
Yeah. Tomorrow? No.
We need a break. We need to go to a spa for a bit.
There you go. Yeah.
But we are incredibly happy with the result.
Absolutely.
And we're so proud of what we could pull off with the microfinancing in this town. And then with the help of the supporters or the sponsors, then the support of the community. Like, it's just this beautiful ripple effect. We had this crazy seed of an idea, and then it's just rippled out into this beautiful piece that we are really excited to share. And I hope that you can come to see it and support it.
So tell us about your big premiere on March 8th. What's this evening going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be good. Okay, so it's March 8th. It starts at 6 p.m. We have a red carpet event. So if you want your picture taken, we've got video. Dress up, dress down.
Photographers.
Just come dressed.
And very close would be great.
Be the best or the worst dressed, you know, just whatever you want to wear. So there'll be a photographer. You can get pretty pictures. We're going to have a videographer asking questions. If you're a part of the show, if you've seen anything to do with the show. We've got the Long Lots, who are local. They're a great band. They'll be performing from 6:15 to 7, and that's before we show the show. So at 7, we show it. It's an hour and 10, 15 minutes thereabouts.
Yeah, it'll depend. Yeah.
Yeah, and then afterwards, we're going to have a Q&A just for 15 minutes. So if you have any burning questions, like, how do we get our dog to do that thing?
What size shoes do you wear?
Yeah.
Can I borrow the clothes?
Yes. Where did you rent all those clothes? From my closet. There was no budget for clothing. I think I bought a hat. Yeah. And then after that's done, then everybody's invited over to the River Rock, and we're going to have an amazing party with a DJ and all sorts of, lights and food and all that kind of stuff. So.
Well, it sounds like a magical evening.
Well, you're coming.
Well, of course I'm coming. Of course I'm coming. But it has been delightful watching this progression with the two of you.
Has it?
From, yeah.
From
performing in the back of a pickup truck, which is, I think, where I may have first met you two.
At your home.
To having this, you know, phenomenal experience where you're now going to be on screens across the country, which is wild. So congratulations on all the work. I know it has been a labor of love and has sapped you of any ounce of energy, but I'm so excited to see where you go from here.
Thank you. And so you know, we truly do believe it's worth it. You're just catching us at a very vulnerable time. When it's the end, the deadline of today, you know, delivery. And, yeah, we're really excited about it because we are also thrilled just to share it and say, like, this is what's possible. You can do stuff here, and we want to be able to share it and hope that people like it. But ultimately, we love it.
Yeah.
You know, and so at the end of the day, we have to be happy with it. And the people involved love it.
Yeah.
So that's got to really count for something. Even if it doesn't go outside of our beautiful community, I still think we've done something great. And this is probably the most proud I've ever been of a project we've worked on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
I'll see you on the 8th.